For Nelson Mandela, imprisoned for years, who fought his oppressors in South Africa all his life to become that nation's president, there was never any time for rest. Quote, I have taken a moment here to rest, to steal a view of the glorious vista that surrounds me, to look back on the distance I have come, but I can rest only for a moment, for with freedom come responsibilities, and I dare not linger, for my long walk is not yet ended. That is the last line Mandela, who his people called Madiba, wrote to end his autobiographical account of his years as leader of South Africa, years that began in 1994.
Fellow South Africans, the people of South Africa, this is indeed a joyous night. Although not yet final, we have received the provisional results of the election. My friends, I can tell you that we are delighted by the overwhelming support for the African National Congress.
Mandela's long walk to freedom under apartheid is chronicled in his book of the same name, but his second book about his years of freedom and leadership was never finished. But it is due to be released posthumously next year. The book, still in production, relies on 25,000 words Mandela wrote in archive materials compiled and organized by his editor. With us now is Vern Harris, Director of Research and Archive at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Vern, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, John. Great pleasure.
So what will this book consist of? What kinds of stories are in there? What will be his and what will be compiled from the archives?
Well, we're about halfway into the project, so difficult to be absolutely clear on that. It's going to be a hybrid, of course, part autobiography and part more of a biography, I would say. But we'll make it very clear where he's speaking in his own voice and where we're interpreting him.
Is he happy as president? Is he speaking candidly of challenges as president? Are there frustrations associated with becoming the leader of a country that he so longed to be free when he was in prison?
Yes, I think you've named a few important dimensions of this book. He started the manuscript with a long reflection on autobiography and a reflection on the extent to which he has been mythologized. And I think what he wanted to do with this book was to show a human being in a leadership position grappling with the major challenges of, on the one hand, finding reconciliation, but also of making democracy stick. I think he was very proud of his accomplishments, but he wanted to share more of the inner workings of cabinet, of government, and so on.
What will people value most from this book, do you think, those who have read his first book?
I think what stands out for me, it's hard to know how audiences around the world will respond to it, but what stands out for me is a fresh perspective on him as leader of the country. The dominant narrative is that he concentrated on reconciliation, that he left governance largely to the team he had assembled around him. But what we are seeing here is that he took a great interest in the day-to-day workings of government, and that particular issues, he was nuts and bolts involved.
A narrative of healing and a narrative of governance, certainly a major publishing event, the publishing of the second volume of the autobiography of Nelson Mandela. Vern Harris is Director of Research and Archive at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Thanks so much, Vern.
Great pleasure.